Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
One of the things Trump administration is struggling with right now, Lee, is not having enough prosecutors to do prosecutions. People don't realize this is going on. Hermeet Dillon oversees the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. Yes. Oh, by the way, we just found out, the list just keeps growing. She was spied on by Jack Smith in Arctic Frost.
Not surprising.
You know, I, at this point, be just easier, faster to just compile a list of people not
who was
spied on.
Not spied on, yeah, exactly.
By Jack Smith.
Exactly.
Including.
In the interest of time.
In the interest of time. I mean, when you're spying on the Speaker of the House, Jim Jordan, who is actually supposed to be doing oversight over you, the entire Republican leadership, the RNC, the Attorney General's group, every pollster, every lawyer, like the pollsters, the law firms, the strategists, basically the entire ecosystem of the Republican Party, plus eight senators, bunch of Congress members. The list goes every day. Honestly, we should just be talking about like who he's not spying on. Yeah. And when we have this memo from earlier this week that he wrote, where he very clearly says, no, I don't, it's unconstitutional for me to do this. He's also, by the way, evading congressional oversight because Congress was in Republican hands. They were supposed to be able to oversee the activities of the Department of Justice and the FBI. Instead, they're being spied on, gagged. The phone companies are spying on them. Now we're finding out he spied on Hermeet Dillon, who is now Trump's head of the Civil Rights Division. I swear the lawfare here is incredible, and how they get away with this, I don't know. Meanwhile, she says, there's over 400 lawyers in the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division. Listen to this. More than 200 have quit so far. I read that wrong. Quote, over 400 lawyers, more than 200 quit. Since then, another close to 100 have quit. So that'd be 75% of the lawyers in the Civil Rights Division. They had a support group on the outside and a spokesperson who constantly goes on MSNBC and trashes me.
Well, I'm going to say I'm glad they're going then.
Right. No, and me too. I'd be thrilled. I think these are great news. But here's the problem with that. We can't replace them.
Yeah.
And this is huge earlier in the week. People really miss the significance of this. Trump is always getting hit. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you prosecuting that person? They can't. Because Senator Charles Grassley, a true living fossil, 90 years old, I mean, he is. He dusts them off, right? Put him in a museum somewhere.
Yeah.
Guy who has been in politics since the 60s. says he feels bound by the blue slip tradition. What is that? Well, if you are a senator from a state that has a federal prosecutorial district or a federal judgeship in it, because, you know, there's a bunch of those districts, mm-hmm. you can blue slip the president's appointee if you don't like them. If you think, you know, there's a good reason to do it, you can just simply kill their nomination. It's not constitutional. It's not even a law. It's just a courtesy. It's tradition.
Yeah.
Well, this worked fine for 100 years because they were more normal times, and Democrats and Republicans would only really use it in extreme cases. Hey, this guy's like too wild a liberal. Hey, this person's way too whatever for me. Or I don't know, they had a girlfriend. They might be compromised. Who knows? Right. But they would use it sparingly, which is why it worked for a long time.
But not today.
Not today. 100% of Donald Trump's judicial picks, just to give you an example, in the New York district, turned down by Chuck Schumer, 100%. Mm-hmm. No compromise. In fact, Democrats have come to Trump, Trump says, and said, hey, look, you know, if you're willing to start appointing Democrats, at least you'll have somebody to turn the lights on. By the way,
I'd go get a timer.
Really? Just, yeah, you know, that's a much better idea. Yeah,
that's the issue, I'll just go get one of those cheap Chinese timers from Timu, and that's how we'll turn the lights on.
But do you realize that in Trump's first term, zero federal judges appointed to the New York district? Have you seen how radical it's getting? Yeah. The New York district was then where the Democrats turned around and ran all the Trump lawfare through. Why? When you don't have Republicans appointing judges, then you guess what? When you get retirements, and then when you get to, hey, this judge is trying to put Trump in prison for 700 years, he's going to appeal it. Well, guess what? There's a Democrat judge above that and above that and above that and above that.
Kind of sounds like a threat to democracy if we were a democracy, right, Tara?
Right. We're not a democracy, but it is a threat. So when you consider that, literally almost cost Trump having to spend the rest of his life in prison because he cannot appoint judges in blue areas. And what does the Democrats do? They drag you into blue areas for trial, knowing there's nobody to save you.
Right.
So that, by the way, that was Trump's last term. It also means they can pink slip attorneys, like federal prosecutors, that Trump appoints. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats have gone to Trump and said, nope, sorry, got to appoint Democrats or no go. There's nobody you can appoint that we're for. Senator Charles Grassley, and ultimately John Thune, who is allegedly the Republican leader of the Senate, but it's hard to tell, have said, no, forget it. Nah. Now we're going to let the blue slip tradition stay, even though Republicans aren't doing this to Democrats when they're in office. So Donald Trump in blue areas, the lawfare is getting worse. It's getting bluer. And this is how you can do things like Arctic Frost. This is how you can be like, you know what? I'm just going to go in court and get the permission to spy on the entire Republican Party. All of them. There's no one to appeal to. You're stuck in a blue district, federal district. The prosecutors are corrupt Democrats and the judges are corrupt Democrats, and there aren't any Republicans. Now, it works fine in a Republican area. You know, we have red judges there and they're still, you know, identifiably American in their judicial practice, but not in these blue areas. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And what is going to happen is that people like Grassley, if he lives long enough, will go to prison. The entire ecosystem, or they'll be tried. And they won't stop it. They won't do anything about it. And so Trump lost his mind this week over this. And I want to highlight this because about the only place it's getting any traction is X, that this is Republican leadership doing this to Trump. And it is a true and total disaster. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I don't know why they're doing this. And he's basically saying, look, this has got to end. Here's what just happened, okay, to precipitate this. Because Democrats and Republican leadership won't let Trump appoint prosecutors, he has to appoint them for 90 days. Do you remember what Republicans did over the fall break in September? John Thune, the alleged Republican leader in the Senate, gaveled the Senate back in every couple of days to keep Trump from making appointments to help the Democrats block his appointments. So he can only do 90-day appointments. Well, guess what? Did you just see James Comey get off?
Yeah.
Well, what were they arguing? His appointment of Alina Haba was unconstitutional. Well, blame Republicans for that. They used that to get Comey. Now, we can bring the charges back, but he got out of it that time. And Trump still can't appoint anybody in that district. No. Meanwhile, did you see what the other prosecutor in that district did? Refused to prosecute Comey.
Yeah.
So you've basically got, you know, DOJ members in open rebellion, people, you know, federal prosecutors. No, I'm a Democrat. I'm not prosecuting for you. We've never seen that before. And now what does that mean? Well, when we saw Letitia James, we saw James Comey, that's why they got away with it.
Yeah.
And our side didn't even understand this. And I saw people on our side trashing Trump. Oh, they screwed up. Bonnie screwed up. Bonnie's got to go. What do you want Bonnie to do?
Yeah.
What? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Walk on water? Only the good Lord could deal with this situation. Because a prosecutor who's merely human like Bonnie sure couldn't. It doesn't matter who he replaces her with. If you're angry that there haven't been deep state prosecutions, then you know what you need to do? You need to call 1-800-CHUCK-GRASSLEY. Call John Thune's office. Here's Donald Trump losing his mind over this week. As a reporter's asking him, hey, Alina Habba just got trashed out, you know, and the reporter's acting like this is a failure or something, yeah. Or commentary on Habba. No, it's because her term ended, because Republicans are working with Democrats to preserve lawfare and protect the deep state.
You've got a blue slip thing that's horrible. It's a horrible thing. It makes it impossible to appoint a judge or a U.S. attorney. And it's a shame. And the Republicans should be ashamed of themselves that they allow this to go on. Because I can't appoint a U.S. attorney that's not a Democrat. Because they put a block on it. So if you appoint in Virginia or in New Jersey or in California a U.S. attorney or a judge. I mean, the judge situation is ridiculous. The only people that you can get by are Democrats because they will put a hold on it. If I put up George Washington and Abraham Lincoln to be U.S. attorney in New Jersey or to be U.S. attorney in Virginia, we have Democrat senators, they will not approve them. And this is a gentleman's agreement that's lasted for too long. It means you can't appoint a Republican U.S. attorney. And we don't play the same game with them, but they do. And I hope that somebody speaks to Senator Grassley about doing something about the blue slip.
That's what I'm always talking about, Tara.
Good.
Republicans do not fight like Democrats.
No.
And that's the one thing, and I'll say this again. You're probably tired of hearing me say this. It's the one thing I admire about Democrats. They will use absolutely every weapon at their disposal all the time. They will not give up. And if we fought like that, this would be a much different nation.
I know. And look, Trump is the only one fighting like that in most of these cases. He's not perfect, but he's doing better than anyone in my lifetime.
Yes.
And look how far he's gotten. He's just one guy.
Yeah.
And that's with Republican leadership in the Senate sitting around undermining him. I mean, look at this. 75% of the attorneys in the Civil Rights Division are gone. There is no one sitting at the desk. We should have filled those spots. Can you imagine them working there for the rest of their lives till they retire? What we could do with that?
Yeah.
The Civil Rights Division became an instrument of terror under Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
And Joe Biden, yeah.
Persecution.
And think what it would have been under Kamala Harris.
But we can stop it right now. We can appoint these people. Make them fire them. Make them clean the place out. Because guess what? If they're going to go through with an axe every time, then we get to too when we come into office.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Republicans won't allow it. They won't do it.
Well, we have people who think that you can simply work with the other side, extend a hand across the aisle, but it always gets chopped off. I mean, I can't think of a circumstance where Democrats have worked across the aisle with Republicans. Republicans will do it in a heartbeat. We've got somebody from this state that does this, says they do this all the time in the best interest of the nation, but it's not.
No. In fact, the only time I've seen them work together was just this week when they're trying to force Americans to have to use digital ID to sign into social media.
Yeah.
Oh, did you miss that? They call that the Children's Online Safety Act, but it's about adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfectly and oddly timed with the EU fining Elon Musk, isn't it?
Yeah. And the Australian move to ban children from the internet, which, you know, on the surface looks like it's a good idea, but.
Yeah, no, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
And look, even Meta has said, listen, if you want to restrict accounts for 16 and under, like you don't want them to have accounts, we have plenty of other better, way less obtrusive ways of doing it than making every adult have to have an ID license and a face scan to log in.
Right.
Like there's a lot of other ways, but they don't want to hear it because you know what? It's about creating a world digital ID. It's not about kids.
The camel's nose is under the tent.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yep, that's right. That is the number you can both text and call right now through Christmas. We are turning the final hour of the Tara Show each day into a call-in. We'll pack the calls around the news. Any topic that I have discussed is back on the table. So give me a call, 800-905-0989. That is also the text line numbers. If you don't have time to call, send me a text. I'm going to do a better job than normal reading the text line. Okay. While Tim gets those banked, I see somebody's already called. That was fast. While Tim gets those banked, I want to tell you about Elizabeth Kinney. I've been meaning to get to this for a couple of days because I want to show you what's at stake with the Euroweenies wanting to censor our speech via X. I don't think people understand how out of control it actually is in the UK. Elizabeth Kinney was convicted and sentenced for causing to be sent by public communication network an offensive, indecent, or obscene message. What happened to her? Well, you can see her in the UK Daily Mail after she got beaten up by a male friend. She's a single mother of four. And another friend knew this male friend that she was beaten up by. She went to the hospital, documented her injuries, everything. She was very angry. She said he roughed her up. So in the messages between her and her friend, which he was not a part of, she called him by a word that is normally known as a gay slur. Starts with F, ends with T. Now, this guy is not actually gay. She didn't think anything of it. In the UK, you can be turned in for speech violations. Turned in. Or if you communicate the messages over social media, the police may show up at your home. They did. While she was naked at night in the bath. Take a listen, folks. This is Europe.
But 11 police officers turned up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd left my front door open. I was waiting for my dad to come to the house. I was actually in the bath.
And 11
they opened the door themselves.
And just came in?
And came in.
And you're in the bath?
Yeah.
And what did they say to you?
Well, I heard my name, which was one female out of the lot of them.
And 10 male officers?
Yeah. And then I heard my name, and I thought, oh, it might be my sister, because it didn't sound like someone who was... Because obviously I was upstairs in the bath. And then they just come up the stairs, and they didn't give me any privacy or anything. Like I had
you were naked?
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
disgusted and really upset. I was crying my eyes out.
And what did they say to you? What did they say they were there for?
Well, I was just asking them, can they just leave the female officer and can they please go downstairs? As obviously I was upset and I had no clothes on. And he kind of wanted to watch me get changed, and I was very upset about that. In the end, they did send the males down the stairs and the female officer sat with me. I was crying my eyes out. I was really upset. And then I said, well, what are you even here for? Because I was shocked. I was in utter shock. And she said, for malicious communications, hate crime and malicious communications. And I said, well, what for? And she obviously, they said, we'll discuss that when we get to the... basically to the police station.
That was Piers Morgan. She was sentenced, by the way, to 72 hours, because it's a first offense, volunteering, and 10 rehabilitation activity days. That's where she's going to get counseling on how not to say mean things against liberal protected victim groups. This is where they're going, folks, just so you know. And they want Elon Musk to do it for them. And they want to do this to you. In America. Now, remember, never forget, the UK authorities have also asserted the right to extradite Americans for speech crimes. For trial to the UK, Republican leadership was fine with that last year. At least they didn't say anything. And we later found out that they were working, the prosecutors, with Democrat leadership. We dodged an absolute bullet when Her Highness didn't win. It's terrifying stuff. So what's at stake? Got to pull ourselves together. All right. You know what? I'm going to come back and take Brian from Gaffney's phone call so we have the whole segment. Hang on. We'll be right back. Get a jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning call line. Brian in Gaffney wants to talk about NATO. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Tara. Yes, Thomas Massey, the great Republican and America-only congressman, has a bill in the Congress, in the House right now, H.R. 6508, to withdraw the United States from NATO. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm sure our listeners, too, are tired of paying child support to Europe and allowing them to have their stupid programs and more money to implement their dumb programs like you were just talking about on your last segment. And I called my congressman, Congressman Massey, just a few minutes ago, to tell him, ask him to support Thomas Massey, because he's America only, and that's how we should be.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. We should absolutely get out of NATO. I don't know if we will, but what's happening, I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's happening right now with Europe. It's wild. I mean, you have...
It's a mess.
Well, it's a mess. You got deputy... you know, directors of the EU flat out saying the U.S. is not only not our ally anymore, we're the enemy. Specifically, Donald Trump is the enemy. I guess they still want us to pay their bill for their stupid war with Ukraine. And then we've got this other weird situation, which is a de facto break with NATO if Trump goes through with it, where, you know, Zelensky just threw down, said, I'm not even reading your peace plan, like a three-year-old. And Trump said, right. Fine, I don't care. You do what you want. You got till Christmas, bud, to decide. But you don't go and do it my way? Well, then guess what? You're on your own. We're cutting you off. No more military supplies. No more money. Guess what that is, by the way? I just want to tell you, because you brought it up. That's an exit from NATO.
What is it?
That's an exit from NATO.
Yes.
That's us saying
we're
done.
That's what we need. And the more congressmen and senators that get on board, I think Rand Paul on the Senate side is on board already. But the more congressmen and senators get on board, the more the American Trump can see the American people really want out, and we will get out. We need that. Okay, talk to you about Charlie Kirk a little bit.
Well, what do you want to say?
That Robinson, a 20 whatever year old, he did not do it. There's no way. And you guys continue, you Charlie, continue saying it. Speaking about the FBI narrative, and that is not true. You might as well say that the 9/11 Commission report's true, too, by saying that the 30-06 did that. Tyler Robinson did that. He did not. There's no way.
Well, okay. Very short version. How do you know that Tyler Robinson didn't do it, and who did do it? What is your
proof? Don't know who did do it, but there is no possible way, no physics way that could have been done with a 30-06, and it would have blown his head off.
Let me put it this way. If you listen to the show a lot, you know I have a lot of questions about some FBI investigations. I've pushed it probably further than just about anyone else you listen to.
When did we start believing the FBI? We don't anymore, do we?
No. And I've said I have many questions about that assassination, starting with the 70-year-old dude who said he did it, cost the police, you know, time. All of these guys were on pedophilic chat rooms. Tyler Robinson, the boyfriend, this guy, we pick him up. Turns out he's got kiddie porn on his phone. He seemed to know this assassination was going down. I mean, a month before, there's another transgender person in, you know, Utah nearby who puts out rap songs, and he put out a rap song called Charlie Kirk Dead at 31. I mean, something stinks here. I will agree with you on that. I don't think we have the whole story, and I also will agree with you on this. I can only deal in facts. I don't trust Bongino and Kash Patel can even extract the whole story from the people who work for them. But I'm not hiding something or doing anything like that. I can only deal in facts. And so when I question the FBI, I come at it with facts every time if you listen to me. So if I get more facts or more things, that don't make sense, then I will be Johnny on it. I promise you that, Brian.
All right. Just everybody call their congressman and tell them to support Thomas Massie's bill to get out of NATO.
Yeah. And again, what's beautiful, what's happening right now, and I've really loved your phone call, Brian. Thank you so much. What's beautiful that's happening right now is Trump is setting up an exit from NATO. I'm not saying he's going to leave. I don't know. But he's going to maybe de facto leave. I mean, Zelensky walked right into it this week. I don't even read your piece, Ben. Let me read the plan. Oh, really? Okay, cool, bud. You got 2 weeks. We're pulling out entirely. You're going to get run slap over by the Russians. I tried. I mean, he did. And Trump did a lot, too. I mean, Trump really took some risks there, bombing Russia deep inside Russia. I mean, could have started World War III. I screamed when Biden did it. That's very risky. And Trump went further than Biden. He did everything he could. And he's just saying, I can't deal with these people anymore. And you know what I think? I think the EU sees that we're not going to pay for their stupid Euroweenie wars anymore that they started in concert with Obama and the CIA. And I think they realize the gig's over. And that's why they're now saying, okay, fine, then we're going to fine Elon Musk. We're going to censor you guys. We're going to, you know, basically go the final route and piss you off because we know you're gone. I mean, think about it. If Trump does what he's saying, you don't know with Trump, but if Trump does what he's saying, we may be in NATO in name only, but we're not in anymore. I mean, we cut off the funds. There's no more Ukraine funding. That's done. But we're providing equipment now, and I think we're actually doing some of the bombing, just about, basically. I mean, Ukrainian finger mashes the button, but it's our equipment, our military guys, our targeting, our satellites. It's our stuff. And Trump's basically saying, you got 2 more weeks. You're going to accept his plan, put up a viable alternative. Heck, you're going to read it, or we're gone. That's what he's saying. He's not saying we're going from NATO. He's just saying, well, we're done. We're done with this conflict. Y'all resolve it. I don't care. Walk away. Walk away. So Trump's building the case here. And again, Zelensky just screwed up. It's the best opening we've had in a long time. It's going to be a very fascinating time next year. But I agree. We need to formally pull out of NATO. And look, if we should return at some point to thinking that the UK was an ally of ours instead of them just acting like the USSR, we can always help them. If it's in our interest, we can. We can help them militarily. We don't need to be in NATO and paying all kinds of money for them to have a military. We don't need that. So I agree. I think it's a great idea. Bob in Simpsonville is on the line, wants to respond to the last call. A caller saying that shot was impossible. Tyler Robinson didn't do it. What do you think, Bob?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I've made my life reloading ammunition and shooting, and I've been employed in a profession where I was carrying a gun constantly, including a rifle. And you know, it's what they're saying is so ridiculous that shot couldn't have been made with a 30-06 because it would have blown his head off. And you tailor your ammunition to do certain things. Lightweight bullets tend to be explosive in nature when they hit a target, depending on what part of the body they hit. A full metal jacketed bullet will go through soft tissue and do a lot less damage. So for these people to not know everything about what occurred in that shot, it's ridiculous for them to just say that shot couldn't have been done with a .30-06. I don't understand.
Go ahead.
I don't understand where they're getting their information from, and I guess it's all from the gurus on YouTube who claim to be ballisticians and know everything about guns. And most of the stuff you see on YouTube is just utter baloney.
Well, I'll tell you this. My husband is like you. He's, Marine and has more gun knowledge than I will ever have. And I don't like to comment on stuff I really don't understand or don't know a lot about. And I don't know a lot about guns, but my husband said the same thing as you. He's like, nah, that's an easy shot to make. In fact, producer Tim was just talking about he shot one at the break, and he was saying, look, I was able to hit a bottle with it, a glass bottle, but it didn't explode. So yeah, look, a lot of this stuff is coming from crazy Candace Owens, and shit, the woman has gone completely insane. Look, Charlie Kirk's own family and organization thrashed her this week. They believe Tyler Robinson is the guy. And right now, that's good enough for me.
I saw the shot. I saw the video. And where that shot impacted in the soft tissue of the neck, it did exactly what I would have expected it to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.